Good morning, children. Today we will discuss the first module of the chapter Weavers, Iron Smelters and Factory Owners. This chapter tells the story of the crafts and the industries of India during the British rule by focusing on mostly two types of industries, namely textile and iron and steel. Both these industries were crucial for the Industrial Revolution in the modern world. The Industrial Revolution started in Britain. Being the first industrial nation, Britain had used different machines which were invented during the Revolution to increase the production. Britain started mechanized production, especially in textile industries and iron and steel industries in the 19th century. Due to the above circumstances, Britain came to be known as the workshop of the world. The industrialization of Britain had a close connection with the conquest and colonization of India. Though the British East India Company has come primarily for trading with India, they felt they could fulfill their aim by making India as its colonial country. In the 18th century, the company was buying goods in India and exporting them to England and Europe and making a huge profit. British industrialists began to see India as a vast market for their industrial products. Manufactured goods from Britain began flooding India. We will explore a question in this chapter, that is, how did this affect the Indian crafts and industries? Indian textiles and the modern market. Around 1750, before the British conquered Bengal, India was the world's largest producer of cotton textiles. The Indian textiles had long been renowned for both their fine quality and exquisite craftsmanship. They were extensively traded in Southeast Asia, West Asia and Central Asia. From 16th century onwards, the European trading companies began buying Indian textiles for sale in Europe. Apart from the textiles, India was also a good supplier of silk, spices, cardamom, cinnamon. As a result, India maintained a good relations with East, West and Southeast Asian countries. Children, please see the sixth slide of PPT. We can see Patola weave, which was very famous during mid-19th century. Patola was woven in Surat, Ahmedabad and Patan. Highly valued in Indonesia, it became a part of the local weaving. Memories of this flourishing trade and the craftsmanship of Indian weavers is preserved in English and other languages. It is interesting to trace the origin of such words and see what they tell us. Now please see the slide number 7, in which we will discuss about the different word origin, especially related to textiles. What these words tell us? The European traders first encountered fine cotton cloth from India, carried by Arab merchants in Mosul in present-day Iraq. So they began referring to all finely woven textiles as muslin. This was the name of the textile which acquired wide currency. The Portuguese who landed in Calicut for spices on Kerala coast took back cotton textiles along with spices to Europeans called calico. It was derived from Calicut. Subsequently, calico became the general name for all cotton textiles. There are many other words which were very popular of cotton textiles in Western markets. Please see the slide number 8 and differentiate between muslin and calico. And in slide number 9 also, we can see a page from order book East India Company, which contains 98 varieties of cotton and silk cloth. These were known by their name in the European trade. There were other names for cotton cloth called sheent, kossas or khassa, and bandana. Do you know where the English term sheent come from? It is derived from the Hindi word sheent, a cloth with small and colorful flowery designs. From 1680s, there started a craze for printed Indian cotton textiles in England and also Europe, mainly for the floral designs and fine texture and relatively cheapness. Rich people of England, including the Queen herself, wore clothes of Indian fabric. The word bandana now refers to any brightly colored and printed scarf for the neck or head. Originally, the term derived from the word bandana. In Hindi, it is called tying. There were other clothes in the order book that were noted by their place of origin. Kashim Bazar, Patna, Calcutta, Orissa, and Charpur. The widespread use of such words shows how popular the Indian textiles in different parts of the world. Thank you very much.